Thankings for that big hand. We deserved it. Sure make an old country boy feel good cheering that way. Not life. I am a country boy, all right. I'm so far back out in the country, I didn't get a haircut till I was 14 years old. It's true. It's kind of embarrassing. My hair grows way down my back here. All the boys thought I was a little girl. Of course, it had its good points. All the girls thought I was a little girl, too. Boy, this building sure would hold a lot of hay, wouldn't it? Cornell University. My, my. Heard a lot about this college down our way, about your good football teams up here in Ivy League. In fact, we had one that's about like yours last year. And then we've heard about all about these beautiful gals go to school up here, and that's no lie. I'm telling you, I stand out here watching them come in this afternoon, and I never seen an ugly gal. I never seen an ugly one. Of course, I seen a few of them just barely made it, but... we are awful proud to be up here at Cornell. I told Mom I'd make it to college one of these days. I didn't get to go to college myself. I almost got to go to Vanderbilt. You know, that's a medical college down home. I almost got to go there. They wanted to study me. But I never did get to go to college. In fact, I didn't get no higher than the third grade. Didn't want to catch up with Dad and embarrass him. We're really proud to be. You know, I came up yesterday. They told us we was coming up here to Ithaca, New York, and I wanted to come up early. I got a friend lives down here in Ithaca. I came up a day early and spent a night with him last night, and that's bragging. That's one fellow you ever seen in your life. Brag, brag, brag. He thinks ain't no place in the world like the state of New York. And of course, I'm proud of Tennessee, and I'm always bragging on Tennessee. We got in an argument over at his house last night. He said, "Now, Jake, come out here. I want to prove to you that things up here in New York is just a whole lot better than they are down there in Tennessee." He said, "You take our crops, for instance." He reached over in a deep freeze and he got a cucumber about that long. He said, "Now this is one of our New York cucumbers." I said, "Huh? We can beat that in Tennessee. We grow cucumbers that long." Well, he reached on over and he got a string bean about that long. He said, "Now this is one of our New York string beans." I said, "Huh? We can beat that in Tennessee. We grow string beans that long." He finally seen he couldn't outbrag me, and we went on to bed. And his little boy's got a pet mud turtle over at his house. He slipped it in our bed. After a while, that mud turtle caught me with a big toe. I yanked my foot out from under the cover, and I said, "Oh, my goodness, what in the world's that?" He said, "That's a New York bed bug. Can you beat that in Tennessee?" I'm going to sing him a song now. I've had an awful cold for the last couple of weeks. Got a frog in my throat and can't get the frog to sing much. Went to the doctor this afternoon. He gave me so much penicillin, every time I sneeze, it cures somebody. But...
thank you very much. We'd like to do another spiritual for you. We had some requests for it.